USA Radio News.
A terror investigation is underway after an attack near the British Parliament. A man in his 20s was arrested, and we're hearing he is not cooperating with the police. Michael Balboni is a former New York Homeland Security advisor. He says it seems more and more like ISIS is going towards these sorts of attacks.
The attacks are continuing, but they are decreasing in their level of sophistication. In fact, you know, take New York. From after 9/11 to 2016, there were no successful attacks in the city. And in an 18-month period, there were three. One, the bombing in Tribeca, with the Port Authority, mm-hmm. the ramming during Halloween. So what you're seeing is less sophistication, but they're trying to do more.
President Trump's campaign organization today filed for arbitration against friend-turned-enemy Omarosa Manigault-Newman, claiming that she broke her 2016 non-disclosure contract by disparaging the president in her new book. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. You know, it's tough to do the things you need to do when you're not getting quality sleep. I don't know, because I've been settling for the sleep my old pillow was giving me, but not anymore. With my pillow, I get that deep feeling refreshed the next morning sleep I need and deserve. Look, I can't do the things I need to do without the kind of restorative sleep my pillow gives me night after night. And now for the summer, my pillow's brought back their best offer ever. Buy one my pillow and get one absolutely free. Just go to mypillow.com and make sure to use my promo code USA. That's promo code USA. If you want that quality sleep that makes you feel like a new person the next morning, take advantage of this offer now. Get one for yourself and one for your wife, your husband, your neighbor, the mailman, whoever. My Pillow is 100% machine washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of My Pillow's very best offer. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, and use my promo code USA. Be sure to use that promo code USA to get the Buy One, Get One offer. That's MyPillow.com.
Today, voters in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut will all go and cast their primary ballots. And according to GOP Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel, the Democrats only have one thing to run on.
Listen, it's about results, not resistance. That's what we're focusing on in this midterm. Democrats are only offering resistance. We're talking about results for the American people. I think the American people will favor results.
On Monday, President Trump signed the $716 billion defense policy bill named for Senator John McCain. Mark Rockefeller is the CEO and co-founder of Street Shares. He's also a military veteran. He shares some of the highlights in this bill.
Yeah, I think the pay raise is really essential, right? The last pay raise of this size or larger was in 2010. I believe that was 3.4%. Since 2010, in the 10 years or 9 years since then, really, the pay raises have mostly been around 1.3%. I think it sends a real strong message to our troops and their families that the American people are behind them when you give them this kind of pay raise, which they deserve.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Millennials may be a little too optimistic about their financial future, or that's at least according to a new study from Charles Schwab. Now, that study found that while young adults are incurring high levels of debt and have little knowledge on how to manage that debt, they're still expecting to be able to retire at the age of 60. Chris Hogan is a financial expert. He said it all comes down to making sure you have a plan.
It really boils down to controlling lifestyle. Too many people allow their lifestyle to be determined by their income. And the problem is human nature is to spend. But I think there's another side of it too. We want to live and we want to live well. So I think just starting to control it. This is not an age issue. This is not a Gen Z or millennial or baby boomer. This is a people situation. Because money is something that all of us need to rely on and learn how to use properly. And I think we can guide people. We just have to keep giving them the right information.
Hogan also says when he meets with young people, he reminds them of one thing.
A dream without a plan is called a wish. And so wanting to retire at 60, that's a good thing. But what are you doing about it? You know, I think it's unrealistic for us to expect great results and to live a good life without hard work and sacrifice. So I'm grabbing them and I'm guiding them. I want them to understand the world has a plan for your money if you don't. We just have to wake up, get in tune, and start doing the common sense things. Getting on a budget, getting out of debt, building an emergency fund, and starting to invest. Investing small can lead to big gains. We just have to be consistent.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.